following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Hey, guys. So today I was asked to answer the question of when was a time where I got to experience God's overwhelming love for me. And really, as I think about my life, God has showed me his grace in so many ways and so many times. But for brevity, I'm just going to narrow it down to two, maybe three. but firstly, it would be during the time frame where I got saved, where I had grown up in a Christian family. I grew up actually in a Calvary Chapel. But after a near-death experience, I think I started contemplating a lot of different things. And actually, it was during that time frame that, you know, though I had heard the gospel a lot of different times, had lots of opportunity to be able to hear about what Jesus did on my behalf, I don't think it ever connected to my heart that the fact that Jesus had died for me, right? I knew Jesus died. I believed it here. But it was another thing when, man, the Holy Spirit just moved on my heart in a way where I knew that I was a person, I was convicted, and I knew that I was a person that was in need of God's saving grace. I was the person that was in need of his redeeming work. And it was during that time frame where I consider it the time frame where the Lord gave me that born-again experience or the regenerated heart, right? And so that was definitely the biggest time frame where I got to experience God's love was understanding that, again, Jesus not only died, he not only died for others, but he died for me. Understanding that I was a sinner, and yet God was offering me salvation. I think the other one was actually after getting married. In the first year of marriage, just recognizing how broken I really was without maybe ever realizing it. You know, you kind of think that you are a lot better than you are. You can actually trick yourself in a lot of ways to think when you're outside of close relationship to think that you're doing a lot better than you are because you're doing all the right things, right? But God uses marriage in such a sanctifying way, and I think one of the first ways that God did that was my wife being able to see me in all of my brokenness and yet still loving me, right? It was a picture again of the gospel where I was known and I was loved. I love in 1 John chapter 3, but in 1 John 3, you know, it tells us that even when our hearts condemn us, he's greater than our hearts and he knows everything about us. And for me, that was a picture of the love that Jesus has for me. Knowing everything about me, he still loved me and chose to die for me. My wife, in a lot of ways, in covenant, has done that same thing where she knows me. She knows my ups and my downs, but yet she's continued to choose to love me and to show me so much grace. And so those are the two biggest ways. The other one that I said might do the third was, again, just I think seeing our kids born and being able to just see them and just understand, you know, loving another person who and has done nothing for you up to that point, but man, you already love them so much. That was another picture of the facet of God's love for us. And so that was a time I think where I was overwhelmed by God's love as well. But those are just a few. There are many if I really think back, because God has been just so gracious to me. So, all right. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.